I'm glad that you guys could all be with us tonight, and you're all here for a reason. So I wanted to open up tonight's call with a very inspiring message that I had saw a couple of weeks ago and wanted to share in a call. So tonight is the perfect call to do that. So I'm only going to play the first 8 minutes of this video, but it's extremely impactful, and it really helps to get you guys in a mindset of success, which is obviously why we're all here on this Mindset Monday call. After we listen to that call, to that video, I'm going to bring on Colette Sawaski of Canada and Carrie Kovich to just leave you guys with a few of the main reasons why you're all here today, why you're all a part of Gemini, and steps and action steps that you can take moving forward to really build your business and personal growth. So again, thank you all for being here. I'm going to go ahead and get started with the video, and feel free to put your cameras on if you guys are in the position to do so. If not, you guys can hang tight and just make sure that you listen carefully, because there's going to be a lot of great messages here for you tonight.
To do something significant, it's time to get up. It's time to get back into being significant. Just woke up.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
What are you gonna do today to walk towards your goal?
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
If you're still talking about your dreams, if you're still talking about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step. I'm asking you to take the first step. The first step is stop talking about it. The second step is just take one step toward it. And then the next day, take another step toward it. You become the right person. I'm telling you, you can make whatever kind of money you want to make. You can have whatever you want to have. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, there are no limitations.
See, average people are too scared to shine the light, too self-conscious to be vulnerable. But it's from that place of vulnerability that you find greatness. That you find your identity, that you find power, the kind of power that it takes to change the world. The deep is where the living is. And if you want to taste the greatness, you gotta be willing to venture to the unknown, to that place that scares you. Stop tiptoeing into your destiny. Get out of that comfort zone and be all that God made you to be.
Whatever dream you have, use all your energy to make it into reality.
Push yourself to become the person you are destined to become.
It's not easy. It's hard changing your life.
I'm talking about a problem in my life. So for you, I don't know what it is, but that problem, you cannot ignore it. Why? It will not go away. It will not go away on its own. It will not. You won't just wake up one day and it won't be there anymore. It's going to be there, and it will haunt you for the rest of your life. So I'm telling you from personal experience, deal with it. Deal with it. And the sooner you deal with it, and the sooner you overcome it, the sooner you get to your rewards, baby. The sooner you get on the other side of it, the sooner you begin to feel fulfillment. The sooner you get on the other side is self-actualization. Your dreams become a reality. The sooner you get on the other side of the problem is a wealth of success. The sooner you deal with the fact that you have test anxiety, deal with it. It's not the end of the world. Deal with it. Because when you deal with it, you can create a solution for it and you can get over it. Deal with it. That you and your children don't have the best relationship. Deal with it. Deal with the fact that you are procrastinative. Deal with the fact that it's hard for you to execute. Deal with the fact every time something happens, you're worried about it. Deal with the fact that you have this anxiety that every time you're about to reach another level of success, every time you're about to go to another level, feel overwhelmed. Deal with the fact that you're struggling with your success. that you feel like, why me and why not my sister? Or why me and why not other people? Deal with the fact that you feel guilty that you're successful. Deal with it.
And I was sleeping in my office. It was hard when just over 3 years ago, in the Penobscot building in Detroit, Michigan, where I was operating my business, and I fell on some hard times. It was hard coming into the lobby, and the security said, excuse me, Mr. Brown, can we see you for a moment? And I said, yes, and I walked up to the counter, and he gave me an envelope. And he said, would you mind reading it here? And I opened the envelope, and the envelope was from management that said, this is an office tower. It's not a hotel. Please do not sleep in your office. And I said, excuse me, sir. I said, I just work long hours in creating my business. I'm an entrepreneur. And right now things are bad for me, but they're not going to be this way always. I'm not trying to make this my home. And it was hard coming through the lobby. And sometimes they would laugh. There's a guy talking about becoming successful. And look at him. He's bathing in the bathroom upstairs on the 21st floor. He sleeps on the floor. Him and two other dreamers up there. Look at him. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, coming to speak to people. And I was facing financial difficulties in my own life. I was behind on my bills and my dreams, and I'm saying to them, you can live your dream. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I could do it. There were times that I doubted myself. I said, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why did this have to happen to me?
It was rough when I lost my job. And I could not find a job. It was humiliating and embarrassing, borrowing money. And then I couldn't pay the money back when I told them I would. That's rough. How people look at you, how they respond to you. It's very hard. Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life, that you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go. Learning those things that you don't like to do. But you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender. How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times? Les, you must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That is not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience.
I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing my screen. But the point of the message is really that we all have faced circumstances that we were unprepared for. Obviously, we went through COVID and we're slowly getting over that. And all this time we've had this company and these opportunities and these products here. And I know sometimes it can be hard and feel like you're stuck, but I really wanted to take today's call to talk about getting back to the basics, getting back to the foundations of Gemini, the products that we have. Next month, as you guys know, is April, and that's really National Hemp Month. So we're going to be talking all about Remedy, our signature product that brought us all here in the first place, and obviously Jay Archer. So I really wanted Colette to come on today to talk to you a little bit about back to basics and the core values of the company. And she's always so great at doing that. So Colette, I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to you.
Hi, y'all. Do y'all feel like going and working out now from that first video? I was like, ooh, I feel like working out so good. You know, we all need motivation sometimes. Business has ups and downs. And that's normal. You know, relationships have ups and downs. Business can go through periods and seasons of growth, momentum, seasons of hitting those brick walls, seasons of self-doubt, and all that stuff. And it's in these different seasons is where we really just learn who we are, what our purpose is, why we're here, and then how we respond to that is really significant. So everyone, you know, we gather every Monday. We've been a part of this company for 3 years. We're all still here. And for such a time as this, I believe. Now, talking about, and, you know, it's always the center of conversation now. These last 2 years, doesn't matter who you talk to. And we get to hear different experiences and things people have gone through. And so for me, I've really, all of us have really observed, you know, when this all kind of began, we like, what is going on? Right? But we continued and we're still here. And for me, the most invaluable, inconceivable lesson over these past 2 years for me and my biggest takeaways are my health right now. I don't know that I could have fully recognized or understood the position I've put my body in for such a time as this. And it just really didn't disappoint myself or my family that are on these products. I didn't become sickened with fear either. Or despair about, well, what if my health, what if my body can't hold up or sustain? Like, because there were so many questions through all of this. And in fact, my body responded like a rock star. Okay. Just the way it's designed to do. What is Jay's famous tagline? Give your body what it needs and it can heal and repair itself. Or even just combat the things that just exist around us all the time. Now, that being said, personally, I've taken kind of like an approach of a bird's eye view of the lives of others and just the comings and goings of all the activity over the past 2 years, many, many conversations, insightful and some very heartfelt and some very tear-jerking conversations with people. For me, and for the people that we're all connected to with Gemini, we have a commonality with the products that we take. And though we've all had different experiences over the past 2 years with what everybody's been dealing with, our health has been significantly better. Now, when I say that, I say, how would we know any different? Because we were well prepared nutritionally. And we've maintained nutritionally, so we've really responded well. And everybody a little bit different. But my point is the bird's eye view of over the past 2 years is assessing the whole purpose as to why we're here and what we can do with that knowledge, okay? Every day my mind is clear. Every day I'm reducing inflammation. Every day increasing blood flow. Detoxifying, slowing the aging process, boosting our immune systems, improving our gut health, just to name a few, is what our products provide. Okay. Ask me again or ask me at all if I'm going anywhere. Never. The quality that we have, the sustainability, it shows. And it's why we continue to use these products. What brings me to my most invaluable lesson and assessment of my bird's eye view observing these last 2 years are that, did you know that there are many people that do not have this confidence? They do not have confidence in their health. They don't have confidence in how their body might respond to certain things or deliver after certain things. We have that confidence and we literally have the best kept secret because we're really nowhere yet. And so many conversations I had even the past week, and I do throughout the whole week, we're always talking to someone. We're always sharing and discussing and talking to others. And so our best kept secret is, because people have asked me, well, like, how did you respond? How did you get through what, you know, came at your household and your family? And it's like, I believe my body was prepared. And even through any sickness or response to anything, when you're feeding your body that nutrition, it's able to continue to respond. Staying strong and healthy and having a functioning immune system, many people don't have that, or they don't know how to obtain that. But another thing I found too is that a lot of people are really looking for that. They're in search of that. You know, this brings me to really the point of this call, in inspiration and motivation. Enough discussing so much of that, but really, you know, we're here. And so we have barriers. We have those brick walls. We have those moments in time, in days, in weeks, or even in conversations where here we are. This is what we've got. We're all still here. How do we get restarted, reignited, reignite that passion? And really, I found that there's really three components, three barriers and components. The first one I want to talk about a little bit is network. The second one is tools. And the third one is confidence. So when you're running any business, who's your network? What's your network? What's the demographic of that? Where can you look to build or even rebuild a network? Okay. All of us that are here have an amazing network. We've built it. It's there. Now, everybody's story is different. And sometimes it's just a matter of reaching out, reconnecting, and having a conversation with people as to how they're doing, where are they at, and how can you help them get restarted, especially because no matter what has gone on these past 2 years, our company has delivered new products, presented more opportunity, and tools. So, you know, network, for me, it's like, up here in Canada, especially in where I live, where Carrie lives, you know, Saskatchewan, Alberta, is completely different than Florida or Texas in terms of, you know, we really were locked down. We were really limited to what we could do. Now, a lot of that is lifted. I'm speaking mostly to Team Canada right now. A lot of that is lifted. It's not really there anymore. And we really have that opportunity to get back at it freely. And so that's exciting. And many conversations with team members and customers, everybody's excited about that. So it's a great time to be having this conversation with all of you guys. Now, rebuilding and restarting your network. For me, I've had some conversations with members. It's like, okay, where do we start with that? Like, trade shows are starting up again. I attended one last weekend just to poke around, see what the energy was in people, talk to other show people and ask them how the weekend went, how they felt with their investment of that over the weekend. Were people receptive? Were they willing to approach and just get back at it? Were people still masked, or were they openly like we used to be, right? And they said the response was really good. And so, okay, that's something that definitely we can start getting confidence in again and getting back to, because I know in Canada, our teams, we really, man, there was weekends, you guys, we'd have 7 or 8 teams in different locations. And it was so fun and exciting. And we loved it because we love that one-on-one and that just conversation and connection with people. One of the best parts of this company and this business is where we really connect with each other. Like, we are our people. You are my people. We have the same core values. We look at different things, and we mostly agree with them, right? Politically, faith-wise, nutrition-wise, we're like-minded. And so when you get to stand with someone, feel their energy, have a conversation, you really do find your people there. You do. It's a little harder online, though I know there are amazing network marketers or even business owners that do a great job connecting online. I'm just so old school that way. I love the conversation. I couldn't wait to just go to this show and just talk to vendors and meet new people and see what it was all like. So that's awesome. There was such a great response. So in terms of three key factors I identify that can be barriers are, how do you build and rebuild a network? Well, you know, starting with who you are. What do you connect with best? Is it social? Is it personal interaction? Do you do great on the phone call? Do great just going for coffee with a friend? Man, I remember we used to get a lot of trainings, and one of the best trainings is like, have lunch with someone every day. And that doesn't mean you have to go to a restaurant, but like invite someone over and say, hey, I haven't seen you forever. Let's have lunch together. Make an egg salad sandwich and some pickles. I don't know. You know, grab someone and just connect and reconnect. The second thing that often entrepreneurs struggle with and have barriers are tools. One thing I can say that no matter what has gone on, Gemini has literally leadership, and Gemini as a company, the corporate, have provided more tools, amazing tools. So when you make those connections, you can literally put them in front of your prospective prospects and say, hey, this is really your walkthrough. The G3 Mastery, we have an amazing app. We have social media sites on Instagram and Facebook to plug people in. And so the tools, you really can't say that's a barrier anymore in Gemini, because we have that. And we just have to put that right back to work for us. The third thing, which should almost be the first thing, but I made it the third thing because I'm going to talk about it the most, is confidence. So I know for me personally, my confidence, and it doesn't matter what I'm doing, can go high and it can go low. And then it goes high and then it goes low. Like, I'm such a emotional person in terms of interactions. Like, I can feel if it's a negative response or if it's a positive response without being told it, like, anything negative or positive. I can feel it, right? And I'm sure all of you can too, because we kind of have that empathy towards others, and we have that understanding of communicating and feeling. And so if I'm in a room where it's a lot of negative, like it just plummets me, right? I don't respond well to that. But confidence for me too is, you know, being able to feel confident that we have products, that there is nothing for me to be able to share with someone all of our products confidently, because we're a product of the product. We have been for 3 years. We know these products produce. We have a viable, whether it be one or all of them, it doesn't matter. They produce. And so confidently, we can all share these products, knowing that if they try them, they will feel it. Do you know that there's lots of companies out there that share things and it's flashy and it's beautiful and it's cheap, but it may not give the required or demanded response? A lot of times inside of the confidence is the money factor. The money factor can sometimes be a huge deterrent, and it's funny. Oh, gosh, again, going back to different conversations I've had with people, and I'm going to get to one of my latest conversations with a dear friend and member, but our products go, I challenge you to compare apples to apples to anything, absolutely anything on the market. And I've done it, and other members have done it. And I don't know if you remember, you guys, I used to do demonstrations at home meetings. And I literally had gone to the health food store, and I couldn't even find some of the ingredients at the health food store. So I went to Walmart and found them there. And I put together the pills of the ingredients in one of our packets. And I think I spent over $300 just on VitaWake, to be able to get those ingredients in my body. And when you take in a pill form, I mean, a lot of it has fillers and different things in it. Like, I probably would not have had the same response taking 20 some pills a day just to get the same response, right? It was a great visual demonstration. But the confidence in knowing that, you know, you can get out there, share, the people that you share with are going to have that response is just invaluable. One other thing. So I'm going to get a little bit into a story here. The past 2 years, like I started out saying, how invaluable it is to understand your health, to have control of your health the best you can, right? My husband is 62. He's going to be 63. A couple of years ago, I got a phone call from my doctor's office, from my doctor that delivered all my babies. I'd been with her for years. The doctor's office called me and said, Colette, Dr. Ann Doig is retired. She retired a year and a half ago. And I thought, a year and a half ago? Gosh, has it been that long? I used to go see her every year with the kids, just a regular checkup, you know, doing my thing, having been raised that way. And on these products, you feel so good. You live your life. I don't have any pre-existing conditions, never did. However, I'm getting older and I can't do the things like I used to do, like, or at the speed I used to do, or I might injure myself, right? But overall, I don't really doctor. But since these products, I really don't doctor at all. I didn't even know she'd retired. But, you know, I thought, okay, it's really important that we have a family doctor. I'm going to go search for one. And family doctors are hard to find. A lot of them are full. They don't take new patients. I thought this is going to take me a while. So I made some phone calls. I set up 4 appointments with doctors. And I thought, this time I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to interview them. And so I went to their offices. First one I interviewed, you know, he did his thing and he's assessing me. And I said, no, I don't think you understand. I'm here to assess you. And he says, what? And I said, I need to know what you think of hemp oil and what you think of natural products. That's important to me, because if you're a pill pusher, you're not my doctor. And he says, well, I don't really know that hemp oil. I mean, there really haven't been any studies. I said, thank you. Bye. Went to the next doctor. And I had a conversation with him. And he was like, yeah, hemp oil, you know, he says, there's more and more information coming out on that. He says, if you feel that works for you, take it. Like, natural products that can never do no wrong or harm. Absolutely. So I thought, you're hired. Then I booked an appointment with my husband for a consult, just to make sure he's our family doctor. If we need one, we should have one. And he met my husband. They do the whole just conversation, history, all that. And he said, Les, you're 61 years old. This was a year and a half ago. Les is like, yep. He says, you're not on any medication? No, sir. He says, okay, I'm just going to ask you again. You're not on anything, like nothing. He's like, no, I take my hemp oil and these supplements my wife brings home for me. And I don't take medication, he said. He says, I don't think you understand how rare that is. In my field, at your age, especially an ex-hockey player and dairy farmer. And like, I mean, sometimes they run on 4 hours of sleep, farmers, right? He's like, you should be on something. He says, well, I'm just not. He says, you know, so he did go for the whole physical and blood tests, and clean bill of health. I had a nail client over yesterday. Her and her husband, she was born 3 days after, the same day as Les, and her husband a year older. They're not on anything. She's like, and they take our Remedy hemp oil and some supplements, Gemini supplements. She's like, Colette, I don't think you can understand how invaluable these products are to me, that you shared them with me. Because she said, every one of our friends and family are on something. And she goes, it doesn't take long that it can turn into much more than something and a lot more of many things. Like one starts to 2 to 3 to 4. Now, I'm not saying medication's bad. Please don't misunderstand me. And some of it is important. What can happen though often is that we get stuck with thinking that's the only solution. There's many people out there who just believe or think, they doctor all the time and medication is what will help. And 5 years, they start with one or two, and 5 years goes by and they're on 8 or 10. And so our experience in this with Gemini, it's over and over and over again, the benefits of these products and what it's doing for our health. And these last 2 years have really, really taught me, without even understanding or knowing, when I first started, I just wanted the instant reaction of feeling energy or having a good night's sleep. I wasn't even thinking long-term. I was just thinking, I just need it for today. Oh, well, that felt good. So I want it again tomorrow. And then we end up in a pandemic or a situation in the world where there's so many people that are hurting and did not respond necessarily that well. And we did. And I attribute that to feeding your body what it needs, and it can and will heal itself or respond in a more positive way, if that makes sense. Again, I'm not discrediting anyone on medication, but that being said, I want to bring on Louise. Louise, if you can just unmute, she's not able to be on camera tonight, but she's willing to speak tonight. But we got talking yesterday. Well, we talked for a while, and we just shared the same kind of story. Now, what she's going to tell you is her personal experience just over the past 4 years with her husband and what he had been dealing with and where he is today and why, really. So welcome, Louise.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, my lady.
Okay. Yeah, my husband, he does not like medication at all. He said, as long as I can go without any pills, the better. So 4 years ago, his cholesterol was high. And the doctor, it was just like borderline high. But she said, I need to put you on the cholesterol pill. And he said, nope, I'm not doing that. He says, give me time to fix it myself. And she says, well, what are you going to do? Because he already always eats well. That's never been an issue. He exercises, he plays hockey, you know. So he says, well, my wife has this hemp oil. I'm going to try that. She says, well, I don't think that's going to help you. But he says, let me try. It's my body. So he went home. And then he went back a year later and it was just slightly down, but not enough. So she tried to push him on the pill again. He says, no, if it's not higher, I'm fine. So he went home and I said, why don't you try the detox? So he tried it and he says, I really don't like the taste of that stuff. But he agreed to take it only on the weekends. So he's been taking that on the weekends for a couple of years. And then 2 years ago, he went back and it was slightly again down. So I said, why don't you take more of it? I mean, what have you got to lose? And he says, I don't like the taste of it. So he started putting bubbly with it. You know, the bubbly drink?
Yes, I do.
It's the lime one. He mixes it with the detox and he says, that I can handle. So he was doing that. And then a year ago, he started taking VitaWake. So I don't know which one helped him, but 2 weeks ago, he got his results back and it was below borderline. And he says, so I don't need to take a cholesterol pill. She says, no, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because you're 62 years old and you're perfect health. All your blood tests are great. So he came home really happy. And yeah, that's his story.
Thanks, Louise. You know, that's exactly what the heart of what we are is. Testimonies. And I want to say kudos to your husband, Louise. Number one, it's not easy to advocate for yourself in a world where there's only one way to fix anything and it's their way.
Well, he just didn't like the fact she kept pushing the pill on him.
Yeah. Well, you know? And you know what? He's got his own mind and idea. And he had the ability to advocate for himself. He stayed persistent. He believed in the products and his will to achieve that goal, which is everything what we're talking about here today. And I mean, that's invaluable what your husband has done.
And great.
It is. And I can't imagine how that makes you feel, Louise, and how invaluable that is to you to have your husband.
Well, we were quite worried because we thought, because they say when it's hereditary, which it is, that usually there's nothing he can do about it. It was just going to keep going up. And that's not what happened. because that's what they told him it was. It was hereditary. Like, I don't know all the details, but, and it's normal now. So
you give your body what it needs and it can heal itself. And so thank you, Louise. I appreciate that so much. I know that you're kind of on the road, but I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I love you so dearly. And I'm so thankful for our conversation yesterday. I just didn't want to stop talking. We just talked forever, but
thank you.
Confidence. Thanks, lady. Going back to confidence, that's what we have. And that is our best kept secret. And if you want to change the confidence, if you want to change the financial opportunity you have, because that's another barrier I forgot to mention that we all, it doesn't matter who I talk to, is struggling financially in many ways. Now, that doesn't mean investing in their health is they're incapable of that. What that means is that it's harder and harder right now. Inflation is huge. But we have an opportunity, a sideline business, to be able to share and build it slowly and produce that invaluable result to people that you can't put a price on. And that's where you start. We start with sharing our testimonies. I hope that this has motivated you. I know Carrie's going to come on for a minute and just say a few more things. And I apologize. I talked a little bit long today, but I just want to leave you with this. Discipline your thoughts. Commit to your commitment and deliver the message confidently, knowing truly that you are with the right company and with the products that will deliver what the good health that we all are looking to achieve. Thanks, everybody.
That was excellent. Thank you so much, Colette. And you're absolutely right. And Louise, thank you so much for sharing your story as well. Carrie, the mic's all yours.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Colette, for all that information. You actually made my job a little shorter because you covered a lot of things that I was going to cover. So that's good. Thank you. I wanted just to, we're kind of on a bit of a testimony run. I've had this knot that I can't get rid of. And finally today I just broke down and went to the chiropractor, Dr. Clark. And I get in there and the lady's wanting me to fill out this ream of paperwork. And I said, well, I'm on file. I got it. Well, she said, you haven't been here since 2015. 7 years I have not been at the chiropractor. So you want to talk about a testimony to what these products have done. It's amazing. I was there once a month before, and I've just not been to the chiropractor. This was an issue that just couldn't be resolved with as much of the remedy as I could get. So I went, but it was like 7 years. Talking about the doctor and cholesterol and all that kind of stuff, you know, that's the same story I have. The doctor keeps wanting to give that medication, and I keep pushing back the medication, and it's just the numbers are improving. So we won't go a lot into that. I wanted to just say a couple things about the group that's on this call. You're all our rocks. You're the ones that are tuned in, programmed in. I see you here every Monday without fail. You believe in the company. You believe in the products. You believe in the process. You're here. You're here. You're here. So, what I wanted to do is just share just some insight that I've had in our business a little bit, where, you know, it's maybe time to reach back out into the past. And when I think of everybody that became sponsored by us over the time we've been here, every one of them was excited when we signed them up to have access to the products, to have access to the business. And so many in the last 2 years, and you know, Colette talked about the last 2 years, so many have had personal circumstance that have turned them in and away, and where did they go? They've just kind of disappeared. So what I'd like to ask the 20 stalwarts on this call, the people that keep showing up week after week after week, is think about reaching back to all the people you've sponsored just to touch base and have a conversation to see how their time has gone for the last couple of years. I know it's been harrowing for a number, but to also, you know, when you think back, there's so many of them that don't even know that VitaWake and VitaZ and the 24-hour system exist. let alone the weight loss plan. I heard a thing on the news the other day that 40% of Canadians have gained weight over the course of the pandemic. That just doubled our opportunity for people that would be interested in weight loss. So again, there's these members that were excited to sign up 2 years ago haven't seen these things. They haven't seen healthcare, they haven't seen arbitration, and most of all, they haven't seen the new Gemini training portal, the G3Mastery.com, and it's a beautiful way to reintroduce them, have them just go in there, spend a half an hour to an hour of quality time, and it could be the kickstart that will get them rolling in the business again and get them thinking about it again. Some will not, that's okay, but if 2 out of 10 do, that's 2 more that weren't doing it last week. So my ask is an action item. If everybody that's on this call could plan to reach out to one of their previously sponsored members each day till we get back together next week. Sam has already said that we're going to kind of start next week with a remedy call, and that's kind of back to the basics. These people that we're reaching out to could also be invited to join the calls. And let's get past this number of, you know, I think it says 20 tonight. There's 20 of us that have been here over and over and over and over again. And if we don't do something to reach out, it's going to be the same 20 6 months from now when we talk to one another again. So there was something in the video, Sam, that stuck in my mind. And I jotted this down as we were going, is never wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. And the first step is to stop talking about it. And, you know, he went on to something else, but my end to that is stop talking about it and let's do something about it. Let's reach out to some of those people and let's encourage some of them to come back on board and show them all the great stuff that we got going on. With that, I'll leave it because I know we're way over time. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you all again.
Thank you so much, Kerry. You're absolutely right. We need to stop talking about it and get into action. And that's exactly what we're going to do with all this week so we can get all these new people and people that haven't been engaged in a while to this remedy call. You guys absolutely nailed it. Colette, it's always a pleasure hearing from you. Kerry, thank you so much. Louise, thank you again. And I'm going to pass the final mic to our owner and founder, Jay Archer, to close tonight's call.
Y'all, that was absolutely awesome. you know what? A little change, Colette, a little change to my saying. It's God made a beautiful body. Give it what it needs. It's designed to heal itself. And that is so true. I'm 53. I'm on no medication. Feel better than I ever have. Kerry, when you talked about going to the chiropractor, I used to go to the chiropractor. It was at least once a month. Normally got to where I was going once a week. I haven't been to the chiropractor in 10 years, maybe. So it's crazy. I don't even know any chiropractors anymore. So which is awesome. Also, when you talk about blood work, I got a life insurance policy, and it was a 7-figure life insurance policy. So when I went, when they're giving out that, they are blood work. They come to your house. They're doing all kinds of stuff. I got the highest rating you can get. So they're like, first they said, I'm a little overweight. And when they did that, I'm like, I took off my shirt and I have abs. I'm like, overweight where? They're like, I just lift, I work out. They're like, okay, well, we're going to check that one off. So I got the best rating you can possibly get. So I can tell you, when you talk about do these products work? Absolutely. Colette, that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Louise, thank you for sharing. And I love hearing these testimonies. Kerry, I'm going to one up on that. Everybody go and do something. There's 20 people on this call right now. If there's 40 tomorrow, Samantha, take a list of everybody that's on this call. If there's 40 next week, either the Aura or the Prime, y'all pick which one you want. It's free. We're giving everybody a box or canister of Aura or Prime. You pick which one you want, but there's got to be 40 on the call next week.
Okay, say no more.
I'm going to end with that, everybody. Y'all, thank you for the call. This was amazing. Awesome call. So everyone, good night and God bless. We will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.